23, and we're doing a tape with Mabel Hampton, 1979, May 23, 1979. We're doing a tape with Mabel Hampton at the Lesbian History Archives, and the topic is going to be on aging and growing older. Okay, this is Joan Messer, and this is
Mabel Hampton. From 77, May the 2nd last. I've been a lesbian since I was a very young girl. Well, we'll say about 8 or 9. See. Now that I know what it is, well, I've been in the life since I was very young. And I liked it because I could understand, even at that age, I understood women, and I liked them. I didn't know exactly what it was all about until I got up into my teens, but then I was glad that I liked them.
Okay, I'll ask some questions. Want me to ask some questions? Okay. How do you feel being in your 70s? Do you feel, what's your gender?
Do you feel all right. I feel all right. I'm a little arthritis, and I'm trying to get rid of that. I'm glad I'm at this age, because then I understand what the young people are going through. And if there's anything I can tell them to do, I'd be more than glad to do. But just as long as they're the lesbian and they like it, I'm going to say keep it up, because it's nothing in my the way I look at it, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You're not hurting anybody. You're just like the women, and you're supposed to like them because your mother held you so close to her all the time. And you feel like you should feel that you're part of every woman and try to do the best you can for them.
How do you feel about women yourself at this point? In the sense of, do you still find women attractive?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I find them very attractive.
Tell the story about...
You see, I find them attractive and a little desirable. Mm-hmm. I still smile at them and they smile at me, and that makes it better.
Tell the story about the woman in Albany. You don't have to mention any names.
Oh, no. You'll get me.
Did 105-year-old woman, that's all. Don't mention any names.
Oh, I had a birthday party given to me by a dear friend. But, turned out of that room. I was given a party, and a nice birthday party. And I met quite a few friends and people I knew and people I didn't know. And I also met a lady in the Congress, in the congressman there, what do you call it? Wait a minute. House of Representatives. I met a lady 105 years old. So I think I should take a back seat on that. So, and she kissed me, and we talked. It was very nice. And then coming on down, I met another woman. I was given a party at the senior citizen. They gave him a party, and there was a woman there, 80 years old. And her and I was the oldest ones there. So we talked. So it just made me feel good to know that I've arrived at this age and still going strong.
You sure are. Yeah, but talk a little bit about your philosophy about doctors and things.
Doctor? What old doctor?
Just about how you feel about, you don't go to doctors, right? You use herbs and tea. Talk about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the reason I got the health I have, I believe in a lot of, I don't believe in doctors. That I don't believe in. They're all right, but so much happened, the doctor is implicated in it. All I like is my tea, different teas, nestle tea and different teas, and parsley teas, and they have brought me around because I had arthritis. Labor Day I had a crackly, a muscle spasm and a stroke along with it, and now I'm feeling fine. I've got rid of all of it and I can walk. Then I couldn't walk. I was in bed 2.5 weeks. Now I can walk, and I advise everyone that want to, you have to live right, and you're living right if you're a lesbian. You believe in God, and you do as His abiding, and there's nothing for you to worry about.
What about garlic? You really have beliefs in garlic.
Oh, yeah, garlic. Garlic goes along with parsley, nestle tea, and let's see, what else? I would live right. You've got to live right, that's right. Live a clean life. You can't be messing around with other people's property. That's right. Mm-hmm. Then if you do, then whatever you want to get out of life, you've got to put something in it to get out. And that something is living decent and taking care of your body and everybody else's body. Mm-hmm. Help everyone else. Help the person you can. So far, after I had the muscle spasm, I wrote for a book that was sent me, and and that book has done me a world of good.
Is that the Chinese herb book?
Yeah, that's that bird right back there. You can stick that in if you want.
It's a book on Chinese, how the Chinese use herbs in healing.
Yeah, and that was
the ginseng
tea. And you know I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. I can get my hair back, my hair, mm-hmm. and all that, see. And I think that I hope that I may live to the ripe old age of 85.
I'm sure.
Because if I live to 85, then I won't collect with somebody else. I'll collect.
Mabel. How do you feel now, different, let's say, from, remember, from when you were 30 or something? How does that seem to you?
Oh, when I was 30, I was running like gangbusters. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I was running after the girls. I was carrying on. I had myself 30. I had myself a lily white time. All the girls. I was in the show. Dancing in the nightclub, and I just had a ball.
What about now? How do you feel?
Well, I can't dance now.
No, I know that, but
how do I feel about it? Well, I do the best I can now. I used to sing, and listen, did I? Well, hold that. Did I? Then when I was 30, I sung a little bit in the chorus and town hall and Carnegie Hall. I was taking lessons from Robert Malone, mm-hmm. and we went to a couple of places and at concerts.
Do you feel wiser now, Mabel? Wiser about life?
About my life, yes. Yes, I went through enough to know there are things are entirely different, and I'm glad that I went through it. See, because now I can look back and see the things that happened. But if I had it to do over again, I would be a lesbian, but there's a lot of things I wouldn't do. Mm. See, I'd still be a lesbian, and I'd be smiling at the ladies. I'm sitting looking at them, admiring them.
Do you feel your feeling about women has given you strength? You're a pretty independent person, right, at this point? Do you feel...
I don't know. Let me see now. Well, naturally, the women give you, when you are going with women, you get a lot of strength because they sympathize with you and you sympathize with them, you know. And that's the way it is. And they stick with you, see. Mm-hmm. They stick right with you. And those that don't, just let them go. Don't bother with them. Now, what else?
What would you tell younger lesbian women? What would you want to tell them about what they have to look forward to, or about feelings about aging? A lot of women are frightened of getting older. How do you feel?
Oh,
you
that's stupid. No, don't tell them.
That's all right. Why do you think it's stupid?
Well, I tell you why it's stupid. Because after all, you're not on this planet to stay any length of time. You stay your time out. Mm-hmm. See, like I just said, I'm on 85. I don't have to. It's my time, and I'll be up tomorrow. See. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you treat everybody right and be nice to everyone. And if you can help them out, you do that. Because if you help them, somebody will help you.
Were you ever afraid of getting old?
Me? No, I never thought about getting old. See, I live this day, the next day, the next day, the next day. See, mm-hmm. Because it ain't necessary getting old because you're going to stay here till your time is up, whether you're 2 years old or 102. You're going to stay until your time is up. You don't know that. If we knew that, mm-hmm. then we'd be different. I'd go around here with a gun.
I was asking Mabel if she ever gets angry at how she gets treated in this society as an older black woman.
Mm.
And she answered, what did you say?
Practically makes me angry now. I don't pay anybody any attention. All my friends that I've had for years and years and years, they treat me nice. Everybody likes me. Seems that way. They smile at me. But me, I have a sharp answer for everybody. And therefore, they tell me I shouldn't do it. But with me, and being my age, I believe I can do anything I want to do. And if I don't like you, I don't bother with you. So therefore, I don't... Therefore, you cannot hurt me. Me, you can't hurt. Because I don't give you a chance. Mm-hmm. I read you before you read me. And let you go.
Hmm.
So even if I come in contact with somebody like me, I know whether they like me quicker than I like them, see, and I don't bother with them, see.
Mabel, just lately, we've been going to some conferences together, you know, we've been doing, you and I and Deb have been doing
conferences. I love that.
Talk about that, and like going to the restaurant. What do you think about what's going on now in the lesbian community? How does it make you feel? Like you were at the conference.
What do you mean,
the conference out in Brooklyn, and where we went to the restaurant.
I love that. I got a thrill out of that. Because I've never been to one of them before.
This was the Lesbian Survival Conference in Brooklyn, New York, and we attended a workshop on growing older as lesbian women.
Yeah.
How did you feel in that workshop?
I enjoyed that, and I'd like to go back there again. and meet those people, because even if they haven't been long in the life, they seem to, I believe that they'll stay in it, mm-hmm. see? Because a younger person will get in and get out, but an older person won't. They'll stay there. And me, I've always stayed there because I liked it from a child. See?
Mabel, what plans do you have for your future? What kinds of things would you like to do more of?
Well, I just like to visit lots of the senior citizen projects and see how they're getting along, go on the outings and look around at the people.
What about with lesbian women? What would you like to do? What about in a lesbian community?
Oh, I'd love to be in with them, but that's right now it seems like there's so many of straight women that I call them straight women that's all mixed up until you've got to focus your mind on a couple of people to see who they are. See, it's right. Oh, you go to the on the outing. If you're not shrewd, you don't know who's a lesbian, who isn't. See, because all of them acts the same. You've got to sit down and talk to them, pick them, mm-hmm. just like you would a Chinese puzzle, before you can find out who they are, what they did, and how they did it. And see, that's what's making me do now. I'm having a ball.
Mabel, talk a little bit about, remember when we heard there were two women in a nursing home in Boston, and you want to...
Oh, yeah, I want to do the tape. When are you going to do
it? We don't know, but why do you want to do a tape?
Well, I want to do the tape. I want to get their version of when they met and how long they'd been together and what happened when they first met. Was they're young, they must have been passionate in love with each other, see? And they just stayed together. Now those are the people I like. But you've got to look to find those people.
Do you think it's important to have their tape in the archives, to find these women and put them on tape for the future?
Well, yes, if they agree with it, yeah. But there's so many people, I've talked to quite a few people. People are nervous mm-hmm. about it, and why, I don't know, but they are. They don't want to be implicated in it.
Hmm. Yeah. You think they're afraid?
I don't know what they're afraid of, but they don't want the... Here's a bunch of people around here. Now, around this table, we'll say there are 8 or 9 people mm-hmm. out of that. The 6 of them are lesbians. But those 6 don't want the other 8, other 6 to know. See? And if you're smart, you've got to figure out who's who and what's what. Mm-hmm. They don't want it. Because the one reason why they don't want it, don't care how, I found that out when I was a young girl, how much a woman loves another woman. If she's implicated with a man, she's bound to tell him that woman is a lesbian. She don't say it in those words, but when she gets through, he knows who he's talking about, mm-hmm. and he goes out and tells his friend. That's her husband, but he'll go out and tell the friend. And see, that makes it bad, mm-hmm. because eventually, if she happens to say she want to go out with a girlfriend, first thing you say, what the hell, you're going with the girl? Or she's going with you? And you yourself may be a lesbian. Mm-hmm.
But you're not afraid. You make tapes all the time for the archives.
Well, I'm afraid. I don't have nobody to be afraid of. Remember that. Mm-hmm. I've always been Mabel Hampton, and I always continue to be Mabel Hampton.